And here's another thing about that whole thing about the T-App situation. What a lot of them aren't saying is, if you notice, a lot of these women are messing around with the same dudes in their city. But watch this. These are the same dudes all these women are messing around with who's impregnating them and giving them HIV and herpes. And for every, look into one post of that one man, it's about 30 women who messed with that man, and that man done gave every last one of them HIV or herpes. Just go look at all the women, because I'm sure they say one in three people you encounter have HIV. So if all these women are getting impregnated and getting infected by these dudes, just think about it. Just go look. The T-App is actually exposing who's infected. That's all you gotta go look. Oh yeah, that's old buddy. He done messed with all those women. And they saying all this, that, and third. He must be diseased. And then you automatically gotta, you know, assume that all those women are diseased too. That's why when you look at the record, they say HIV rate and herpes amongst black women that skyrocketed like it was in the 80s. Because they all messing with the same dude. You know what? This T-App can be, it's actually, it's a blessing in disguise. I mean, a blessing in disguise. You know what?